Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
All right, you know how we like to do this every other Wednesday, have a chance to, you know, put on our binoculars and take a little peek across to the Hall of Fame Village and find out what's going on. And this morning we have with us Ann Graffis from the Village. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm great, Pam. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, we have been talking about all the different things going on over there. I was over there last week taking a peek around again. And I've said to so many people since that visit, you have to just take a little drive through because so many things are happening. And as I drove through, there was that Build-A-Bear store wide open and ready for me to shop.
Oh, isn't it exciting? And what fun, you know, I can't lie. We probably have a dozen of those at our house, but how fun to go in and experience and build a bear that is football themed, right? So this is the only kind of store of its type. So, you know, all football inspired graphics throughout the store and fun football themed photo opportunities. And of course, the outfits that you can place on the bears, unlike anywhere that you can get in the country. So we're super excited. It is a signature location with the iconic heart ceremony, wonderful, expansive collection of sports merchandise for all the different types of animals and bears for fans of all ages. So we're super excited about the opening of that location, which took place back on the 15th. And, you know, what's so great, Pam, is it's open 7 days a week. Love to share with your listeners, you know, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day. So as you said, don't just drive through the Village campus. Park your car and take a walk around. There's a lot happening for everyone to see.
Yeah, speaking of that, let's talk about the fan engagement zone at the Village, because this is a pretty cool place as well.
You know, it's evolving, and it's almost 100,000 square feet of promenade. It will have rooftop views of Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. It really is going to be an active hub for fans and neighbors in our community to go to before, during, after events, to just dine, have fun, engage, socialize. We are going to activate that space on the regular supporting events that are happening. I think you saw that happen during the OJs and Gladys night. We had music and different outlets stations so that you could shop and experience some local vendors. So a really unique engagement zone where we know folks are going to really have some great times over the course of the coming months and years as things open up.
And, you know, over the years, we always were so used to seeing the Visit Canton Visitor Center, the iconic house, you know, and all of that happening. So tell us a little bit about what their location is like now.
So, you know, we feel it's so important to make sure that, you know, we're not on an island, that people that come to visit with us really know and understand what's going on in the Canton area, including on our Village site. So they are going to have a satellite visitors guest experience so that folks can really understand what the opportunities are. There's going to be an incredible video wall. The technology is going to be, you know, really exciting. Not to mention, they've commissioned an art wall that's going to be an opportunity for folks to go in and you know, take a photo, as many do these days, and really be a focal point to help showcase the area and different things and points of interest within the community. But really, just a hub and a home will be complete by the end of this year, and you can look forward to going in there and really just figuring out what's going on in the Canton community and the greater Stark County area at large, to really get yourself engaged in some really fun ways, not just on our Village footprint. But so we're very excited about the Visitor Center opening up.
And you know, it almost reminds me of an outlet mall kind of vibe. You know what I mean? When you're walking around and all the storefronts, and Build-A-Bear is not the only storefront we're looking at, right?
That's right. So over the course of the coming months, in addition to Build-A-Bear and the Visitor Center, we're going to be joined by Don Shula's American Kitchen, the only of its kind concept. We're so excited to have the Brew Kettle coming with Topgolf Swing Suites. How much fun is that going to be? Schmush Cookies, which if you've been around our campus, they've had a food truck. Now they're actually going to have a storefront. Isaac Bruce, the great Hall of Famer, has this really fun cookie and ice cream concept that I know everyone's just going to love. In addition to a number of other outlets that we're going to be announcing over the course of the coming months. So stay tuned, Pam. You're going to have us on here to be the first to hear about it. And as we announce some of the others that will be opening and coming to join alongside these wonderful outlets in the coming months.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yes.
And also, you know, and you and I have talked about this, you know, the people of Canton, this is yours, the people of Stark County. You know, this is for you to come and take a look and walk around, see what this isn't just, you know, something that people from out of town come to see.
Without question. So this, we call this our fan engagement zone, our retail and restaurant promenade that we've been speaking of. But we also have Play Action Plaza with the zip line, which is open every day. And the big giant wheel is coming, Pam. So stay tuned. Be talking about that in the coming weeks. But, you know, lots of outdoor green space for folks to come and enjoy. I see folks out there walking quite a bit, which I just absolutely love. So you're right. This is for our community. And we're so pleased to be finishing these sites and opening them so that people can be with us on the regular. So come out, take a walk from end to end, from the Forever Sports Lawn, Sports Complex, and all the way down to the giant waterfall, which is the largest of its kind in the state of Ohio. There's something for everyone, and we're really, you know, excited to be sharing it with our community especially. Of course, we will be welcoming visitors also, but really I encourage folks that live in our midst to just come and experience it. It's exciting to see it come to life.
And Ann was talking about the Ferris wheel. And I don't know why I said yay. I'll be standing on the ground watching and waving up to people.
I'll go with you. But, you know, check out HOFVillage.com to stay updated on programming and events, and also as to when some of these things will be opening in case you missed our broadcast with you. But we are, you know, very excited because those are just a few things. There's actually an outlet up at the Play Action Plaza that is concessions and a bar. We'll have TVs out there. We have games. We have a fire pit coming. So lots of ways this fall and through the winter that it will be programmed and for our community to come out and really just have a great time.
Yeah, got to go experience it. Ann, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Pam, as always. Have a great day.